Hey, good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Mike.
How are things in beautiful Sioux Falls today?
Excellent. Going to be another great Sioux Falls weekend.
Sweet. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a great Friday and a wonderful weekend. We start off with a Pacquiao's question. Name the name of the star who builds his own house. A three-bedroom, all-white ranch. Hammered thousands of nails. Poured the foundation. Painted it. Is it Clint Eastwood, Russell Crowe, or Harrison Ford? Answer in just a minute. We have not one, not two, but three movie reviews all opening today. Are You Here? Stars Zach Galifianakis, Owen Wilson, and Amy Poehler. And you would think that a cast like that, that this would be a pretty funny movie. It is not. In fact, it's just kind of plain stupid. Rated R, 91 minutes, one star for Are You Here? Next is Sin City, Dame to Kill, the sequel of Sin City, which was all right. This one, however, is another stinker. James Brolin underacts, Mickey Rourke overacts, rated R, 102 minutes, one star. Now the good news. Love is Strange opens today. Fabulous film, creative, heartwarming, funny, real. It's about an old gay couple, John Lithgow and Alfred Molina, together for 40 years. Live in New York City. Then they learn they have to sell their condo to survive. And until it sells, they have to separate. One moves in with friends. Other moves in with the nephew. And the fun begins. The script, the acting are great. Love is Strange, one of the best of the year. Rated R, 99 minutes, four stars. So we had two stinkers. Then we have Love is Strange, four stars. Also, still in theaters, Journey of 100 Feet, four stars. Lucy, three stars. Guardians of the Galaxy, three stars. So there are some good movies out there. And some odds and ends, don't know the details, but it is true that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson separated for about a month. Now they're back together. Long considered Hollywood's happiest couple. Don't know what's up with that. And Lindsay Lohan is in England and doing everything she can to get in contact with Prince Harry, quietly telling friends that if she meets Prince Harry, she will win him over and they will become a couple. Right. And the pop quiz question, who built his own house? Three-bedroom, all-white ranch, hammered thousands of nails, poured the foundation, painted it. Clint Eastwood, Russell Crowe, Harrison Ford.
I have no idea, but I'll say Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford was a carpenter working at 20th Century Fox when Steven Spielberg liked his look and decided to give him a read for Star Wars. He was a carpenter, and it is Harrison Ford. And that beautiful house sitting on 15 acres is located in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh.
And in case you forgot, it's, come on, Sioux Falls, sing along. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday, we're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Have a great weekend, Lily O'Kalani, Lani Ani Otea, Luku, and a cock, and a hawk, and a hui hui ho. Kill away, Kaimaki, kaka, ooh, why may not okay, Luki, a kaka, hui ho.